This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know your bracket is busted. Your money is gone. Somebody in your office pulls cousins, aunts, uncles who got involved is going to end up winning all of the money, which is what happens here every year at the radio station. I didn't even do it this year because I was just like, I'm giving money to somebody's aunt's uncle's cousin that's a part of the company pool. I'm not doing that again this year. But you know what really matters, Kennedy?
No.
Townie Madness.
Hey, listen up. Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness is here, kid. The brackets are up and the No Odds to Be Seen 16 have been revealed. Just go to mix1041.com and listen to all the friggin' townies we got in this competition. Choose a winner in each matchup and vote for your favorite Boston accent in the entire Commonwealth. Go in there and support your hometown or vote against your hometown if you don't like them. Whatever, I don't care. I'm going to sleep fine either way. Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness. Go to mix1041.com right now and vote. You're making me repeat myself, kid. Come on. What are we doing here? Just do it. God.
The No Oz to Be Seen 16 voting ends this evening at midnight at mix1041.com. Kennedy, say good morning to B-Side from Gloucester.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
And then we have Dave from Roslindale.
What's up? How you doing?
What's happening, Dave?
What's up?
What's up? So, B-Side, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? What do you do? What's your life about, for those that don't know you?
Well, I was born and raised in Gloucester. I left for 9 years. I went to California, came back to take care of my mom, and live in the house that my grandparents raised all of their kids in. I own that house. All my neighbors basically know me from when I was a little shenanigan and, you know, thing there down the street. You know, I know all their kids now. I used to babysit them.
So you, say that again. You now own your grandparents' house?
I do, yes. That is 135-year-old house.
That is such a Boston thing. That is just something I was not familiar with living in all the places that I lived, to see people that are still living in, like, their grandparents' houses or their parents' houses, three generations living in one house.
Well, it's getting to the point that, like, you know, if you... It's so hard to buy a house.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, well, what do you mean you're putting it on the market? I will buy it.
If you own one, stay there. I'm going to rent till I die.
And Dave, so you're from Roslindale. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I grew up in Roslindale. I worked in the car business for a long time. Now I'm driving Uber part-time. All around Boston. You know, it's fun. Good job.
Dave, when you pick people up at the airport in Uber with your accent, does anyone say anything? They're like, wow, I'm definitely in Boston now.
Every time, yeah.
Like he's a performer. Yeah. Like he's part of the Boston experience. Get picked up at the airport by a real Bostonian. Accent costs 10 cents more.
Just yesterday, I went to the airport for my first ride. I picked somebody up. They're going to Leominster. I'm like, Leominster? Do you know how far Leominster is? It's wicked far, brother. Let me tell you, you don't want to go there. Oh, my God.
So each one
five
of you,
stars.
Anyways.
Each one of you, can you let us know why you believe that you should be the wicked winner of Townie Madness? B-Side, you go first.
Well, you know, I swear to God, if you come down to Gloucester, I'm going to show you how we do it, especially in June for St. Peter's Fiesta. I know every single person, basically everyone's a cousin. You know, if I didn't date you, I'm your friend, or I kicked you out of the YMCA at some point, or I was your camp counselor. And, you know, basically, you know, I know every single band member from every band in Gloucester. So, you know, getting VIP service. And we're going to show you a good time. Go to every restaurant, you know. I'm probably not going to eat the lobster because, you know, it's not my jam. But, you know, growing up in Gloucester, it was kind of a thing, but
lobster is kind of a thing in Gloucester, Kennedy. Who knew?
Amazing. Dave, the floor is yours.
Well, I'm in Rosendale, so that's a suburb of Boston. How's Gloucester, Boston? Come on. You might as well be in Canada, for Christ's sake. Anyway.
People who live in Boston proper are so snobby about the suburbs.
I feel like I said respectfully in the email that I wrote to you guys.
That is respectful for Bostonians.
Go on.
I'm trying to be nice, but I mean, I want to get on a roll here, but I'm afraid I'm going to start swearing.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I'll get you hung up on right quick. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Well, we love you both, and best of luck to you both, okay?
Hey, just another example of the North Shore, you know? They built this huge casino in Everett. What's in Everett? They call it Encore Boston. Everyone's trying to glom on to Boston.
A few parting shots at Everett.
They don't call it Encore Everett. It's not wrong.
Yeah, it's so far outside of Boston. You sneeze and you're in Boston.
Well, you don't go to Lemons, so that's wicked far.
That's wicked far.
Thank you, B-Side.
Thank you both so much.
From Gloucester. Thank you, Dave, from Rosendale, who would like to point out that Rosendale's in Boston as opposed to Gloucester, which is not.
You do that all the time with Charlestown.
Listen, I live in the city, kid. I don't know where you're from. So if you want to vote, again, go to Mix1041.com. It is Townie Madness, as we are looking to find the best accent in Boston. Vote at Mix1041.com. And then the voting will end tonight at midnight. And tomorrow we announce the accent 8. Is that what it is? I don't have it in front of me. I apologize.
Accent at 8.
Oh.
Accent at 8.
Try it again.
The accent at 8.
Accent at 8. Why are you looking at me like that, Kennedy?
Because the accent 8 just doesn't make sense.
No. The 8 with accents. The accent at 8. There it is. Okay, so we'll announce that tomorrow. We're going to meet two more of our competitors, though. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Tracy from New Bedford.
New Bedford.
And David from Dorchester.
Yeah, kid.
The dot.
We'll do that next on Mix. Hang on.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.